From the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's the 414 hour at 4 on KBN.
He is Brad Nortman, obviously not Kyle Wallace, who's out in Vegas. I'm Ben Brust. Alex Strofe is running the show. You, KBN Nation, as always, can chime in on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. We're on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee. And listen on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm not going to lie, boys. I'm going to have a hard time transitioning into talking about the 25 players under 25 that made the list after everything we just went through the first 2 hours. We can either replay all the audio that we've already played for an hour, or we can talk about the non-Green Bay Packers on the list.
I have sad news. Jim Rutledge is off today.
Oh, it's too bad.
I just checked to see if he was talking about us because
he's but he's off.
Was that from yesterday, the audio?
Yeah, it was from yesterday.
I think he just scrambled his brain. Needed a day.
Just like Ben, concussion, self-induced.
Yeah. Yep.
No, I actually got hit in the head. That sucks.
You're not making sense, Jim. We gotta take you out.
The Packers are not better off for not having an owner.
But they're not better off. You're watching Around the Horn, aren't you?
All right. Well, the New York Liberty Elephant just hugged Tony Reale as the final episode of Around the Horn is set to air. I'm just very curious who the final four panelists are. That's all.
It's a little sad.
It's super sad, it's, dude. Like,
I loved Around the Horn.
I would say, you know, growing up, obviously being a massive sports fan and knowing I wanted to eventually get into some form of sports media, like this was like my after school show. It's quite sad. I don't know, man. This is sad.
What was the best sports show that no longer exists?
Oh, because I was gonna say PTI is probably the best sports show, but it still exists.
It still kind of exists in ESPN Plus.
Oh, I nailed the four panelists.
NFL Primetime.
Bob Ryan, Jay Adonde, Woody Page, and Bill Plaschke.
Oh, those are icons.
Those are icons.
Yeah, I mean,
couldn't go out any other way.
NFL Primetime from 6 to 7 after the Sunday games.
Oh, everybody's there. There's Jen. Sorry, Brad.
Jeez, I mean, seriously, I'm going through my feels right now.
Basically, what Strofe is saying is every panelist that's ever been on part of the interruption, excuse me, Around the Horn.
are they
just spectators?
You know what I must point out, guys? It's no coincidence. Two of the greatest sports media sensations going away on the same day.
Becoming relevant and wow. Around the Horn.
No coincidence.
Bob Ryan looks miserable on there. He wasn't even smiling. I can't do the Bob Ryan thing again. But everyone was smiling and cheering. He looked like he was scowling.
He's mad. The show's ending, man. For light in his life?
He looks upset. Visibly upset.
He does look mad.
What do you mean? Everyone's nodding. He hasn't moved yet.
Bob Ryan looks so pissed.
Everyone's nodding, giving gestures.
Are they actually doing the show?
Are we actually doing our own show?
Everything's a distraction on this holiday Friday.
This was one of mine as well, even though I didn't retain any of the knowledge. Josh DiMaggio chimes in his favorite sports shows that no longer exist, especially in the ESPN family.
Oh, yeah.
Stump the Schwab.
So good.
I tell you, I've recently been watching this.
Stuart Scott was also part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both gone now.
I'd even contest that although it's still an active show, it's not done the same way. SportsCenter.
It's just a different time.
It's because you get everything on your phone.
I know. I'm saying the way SportsCenter was done when I was a kid in my boxers when I used to wear underwear, eating Lucky Charms, watching SportsCenter in the morning before going to school.
Yeah, I did the same thing, Ben.
There was nothing better.
There was nothing better.
And then it was such a revelation when they added the left bar where see when your local team was going to be potentially featured in the highlights.
Or when top 10 plays.
Top 10 plays was a game changer. It was the end of the show, Strofe.
Right, but it was on the rundown and you knew how far away you were, if you had to get to the bus stop.
I looked at my watch.
What?
And I was like, when's the top of the hour?
Okay.
Because 5 minutes before that, I'm going to get top 10 with John Anderson. Sorry.
How lucky are we that we get John Anderson now? If you would have told my like 10-year-old self that you're going to be on a radio show and you're going to talk to John Anderson twice or once a week, I would say, get out of here. Let's go. John Anderson, icon.
What about Brian Bulaga? Strove for you.
Big one for me, yeah.
Like, I know when you host the Homer Hour and it's you and Bulaga.
Oh, just like, you're like, well, Mama, think about Green Mama, Bay Game
it.
Day, man.
Mama, I made it.
Brian Bulaga and John Anderson on Green Bay Game Day?
Well, he also worked for the Super Bowl champion. Jared Bush.
Of course.
How can we mention him?
Almost had two interceptions.
Almost.
Well, because I was thinking about the guys we already mentioned.
Who else is cool?
Mark Tauscher. Mr. Wisconsin.
I remember Mark Tauscher when I was a kid.
Did you, though?
Yeah,
because he's a Wisconsin guy. This fandom, or like because
Tausch was a big deal because he went to Wisconsin and then was drafted by the
Bears. Yeah, everyone in Wisconsin knew him because from Wisconsin, Badgers.
He's like the ultimate Wisconsin story. So I would say he had the brand.
Totally. I mean, grew up on a farm, Auburndale, state title in hoops. To like literally,
he won the state title in hoops.
I think so.
Wow.
Strofe will go to the WIA to
now
do some
I'm dying to
there.
Know.
Apparently, great fadeaway. I mean, he's got good feet.
No,
so
way.
Is he really?
Yes.
Was he like a Shaq of sorts? Just body people.
Baby Shaq.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I just see Tausch. You know, just bodying people. Pretty good.
He's got good feet. Good touch. Right. You know, like he's got some finesse to his game.
Yeah, he does. I mean, Chewy. I have an autographed football of Chewy. Favre, Chewy, Edgar Bennett. All in one football. How about that?
Edgar Bennett.
Huh?
Or was that somebody else?
Who?
Who did you say on the news?
Let's put up a poll here.
When you were on the news as a child, Brad, who are you?
Desmond Howard.
Of our four Packers that are consistent contributors, we have Mark Chmura, Mark Tauscher, Brian Bulaga, and I'm missing one.
Well, we had John Anderson.
I
don't know if we had another Packer.
Of those three, am I missing somebody? I feel like I'm missing somebody. I had somebody else in my head.
I don't think so.
Auburndale lost the state championship game in Division III in the 1995 state tournament. Saturday, March 18th, 1995.
Do you have a box score?
I do indeed.
Oh, buddy.
Mark Tauscher.
Let me guess.
All right.
4 for 7. 11 points. He was 3 of 4 from the line. 8 boards, 4 assists.
Woof. Mark Tauscher played 32 minutes. He wore jersey number 53, oddly enough.
Oh my gosh.
He had 7 points, shot 2 for 5 from the field, was 2 of 4 from the line, including a made 3-pointer for Old T.
No way.
Old T from deep? Yeah. Young T. That's Young T.
In the state championship game. Had 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 turnover, and 2 personal fouls in 32 minutes, which was the most of anybody on Auburndale, who finished the season 26-1.
Wow, they were undefeated. How much did they lose by?
10. They lost, what's the final here? Sorry, I lost it. 55-45.
Never really.
What could have been?
A high-scoring affair.
In that game, they were never really in it, you know? 9 points probably for like 18. Josh from Heartland and Chris chime in with Gary Ellerson, obviously.
Oh.
Gary played 2 years. I don't know if we can put him in like
dang.
Bro.
Wow. Are you saying?
Like, we're talking about a Packer Hall of Famer, and a future Packer Hall of Famer. And
yeah.
Gary Ellerson. He's like, that's like saying Frank Kaminsky, Michael Finley, and I don't know, name a Tracy Webster or like Sam Decker. Like, I don't belong in the same poll as them.
Mm.
It's just the truth.
You had a cooler shot than any of them?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
You're a folk hero, Benny.
My question is...
folk hero or cult hero? What's the difference between a folk hero and a cult hero?
Now, that is a good question, Brad. Speaking of which, I never played this for you, Benny. Did you know Matt LaPay was on the Jump Around podcast this week and talked about you?
I did not.
You want to hear it?
Of course.
Matt, before I let you go, I'll ask this one. I won't ask for a favorite, but if you just want to give us some of your favorite players.
If I don't say Ben Brust, would he be hurt?
Yes.
Yes, he would be. 100%.
Well, Ben Brust, yeah. Ben Brust, one of the great characters, you know, still that lucky shot against Michigan. So, But yeah, Brust was okay. You know, he was. if we're talking basketball, yeah.
That's it.
Dang.
That's it, Matt. That's it.
Are you hurt?
Had one of his greatest calls of all time.
He should be thanking you.
I know.
He should be thanking you for that shot that he got to call.
Folk hero or cult hero? I'm stuck on that one.
Which one would you rather be?
Probably a... Am I closer to a cult hero or folk hero?
Cult hero sounds a little bit creepy.
I'd probably say folk hero.
Yeah. It sounds like...
You don't want to be a cult hero.
Yeah, cult hero sounds a little bit like... sounds strange.
Like, I kind of... Here we go. Here, I have Benny Believers. That's my cult.
I got bad news for you. You're a cult hero. Here's why. A folk hero is a character, real or fictional, whose stories and deeds are widely known and admired with a particular culture or community, often embedded in tales, songs, or other traditions.
Mm-mm. Tales and songs.
A cult hero, on the other hand, is a figure who is admired by a specific group, often with more intense devotion and loyalty, and may not be widely recognized outside of that group.
Yeah.
You're a cult hero.
Very fair.
Cult hero.
Very, very fair.
Of Wisconsin fans.
What's Brad?
Ooh.
An enigma?
I don't know if I'm a hero. I'm not either one of those. I'm sort of like in
good
the
luck
periphery.
Here, pal.
Yeah, I'm like in the periphery, you know? It's like, oh yeah, I know that guy. Punter, right? I get that a lot. He's like, oh yeah. Why does your name sound familiar? Oh yeah, Punter.
That's not great.
There's not like a Ben Bruss, like, oh yeah, that play. That
hey,
shot.
On a complete side note, I didn't tell you this earlier today. Next segment we're gonna do pole position as we always do. But I actually have a quiz for Benny in the break between pole position and the third segment that he gets the entire break to do the quiz.
And then do we reveal the answers on the other side?
That's correct.
All right. We'll hit pole position next after Bank 5-9 gets the praise.
Oh, that's right. They deserve all the praise because they are out to make lives better. That is Bank 5-9's mission statement. I can't think of another bank that is a true local community bank whose pure focus is to make lives better. And that, of course, is their customers. That's where it starts. But it also goes to their employees in the surrounding areas everywhere across southeastern Wisconsin. If you're a customer, then you know that you get top-of-the-line financial service. And whatever your financial needs are, whatever areas touch your financial life, Bank 5-9 knocks it out of the park and shows why they're making their lives better for their customers in every way. But they don't stop there. More than 9,000 hours volunteering, 9,000 hours volunteering in the local communities right here in southeastern Wisconsin, and thousands upon thousands upon thousands of donations given to several hundred nonprofits all right here in southeastern Wisconsin. Bank 5-9, taking it personally when it comes to making lives better, and they're doing it on a daily basis. That's why I love them so much and want you to know how much Bank 5 can make your life better. So if you are looking for that true local community bank that's going to make your life better, then you're going to have to go figure out and learn about Bank 5-9 at bank59.com. Member FDIC.
Pole position next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Kayla Williams sucks.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Time now on Kyle Brust and Nortman for a little pole position. And I gotta take a quiz.
Everyone's got their opinions, but we just happen to think some are better than others. Let's hit the polls. This is pole position.
We will get to the quiz at the end of the segment. But in the meantime, I just don't want you to cheat. In the meantime, let's get to a little pole position. Each of our shows, our fellow shows on ESPN Wisconsin, are allowed to be a part of this. We start with Jim, Matt, and Molly on right now, 4 to 6, 100.5 ESPN in Madison. Which game is more of a Wisconsin staple? Is it cribbage or euchre?
Ooh.
Yeah, so the cribbage boards were a hot topic for the Milwaukee Brewers, part of our sister station 620 WTMJ's giveaway. I can't answer this correctly, and maybe I'm a Wisconsin fraud right now, even though I consider myself a true Wisconsinite now living here and being here the majority of my life. I love euchre. I've never played cribbage.
Yeah, I think cribbage is maybe more unique to Wisconsin because there's euchre, there's sheep's head, there's like versions of that same game that sort of are well represented outside of Wisconsin. I don't know many other states that have much familiarity with cribbage. Man, they're both quintessential. I'm dying to know what the poll results were because...
Well, cribbage is particularly popular in the Midwest, mostly Wisconsin, and is played by many people outside of Wisconsin. A card game enjoyed by millions across the northern United States from New England to the Pacific.
Oh, wow. What was the poll results?
Euchre won 59% to 41%.
Interesting.
What I like about euchre is... it's pretty like seamless and easy once you figure it out.
Yeah.
But it does suck if you just don't get any cards to play with.
Yeah.
But I can play for days.
Cribbage, a little bit more high maintenance too. You got the pegs, you got the board. Euchre, you could just rip it with any deck of cards you got. So it's a little bit more or less maintenance, which I like.
Fair enough.
But the cribbage boards do have a slot for the cards.
That's true.
Inside them, as Jeff Levering showed me many times while watching the Brewers over the last month.
Oh. Okay. You've never played cribbage, clearly.
You never listened to this segment for the last 5 minutes where I said I've never played cribbage, clearly.
All right, good stuff, guys. Let's move on to this other one from Jim Madden. Man, I'll tell you what. We've had a Friday.
Yes.
It's probably a good thing Kyle hasn't been here.
Yeah, it would have been worse.
It would have been worse, which is hard to imagine because it's been pretty bad, if we're honest with one another. Jim Madden, Molly, is it in poor taste for your significant other to tell you not to wear clothes given to you by a previous partner? Is it in poor taste? Yes or no? So,
no.
Yes, it's in poor taste for them to tell you not to do that.
Yes, no,
it's
no.
It's a no. It's completely in bounds for to say, you're not wearing that. That's from a different relationship.
Wait, so you're saying it is in poor taste?
This is one of those double negatives again.
Okay. They love
Jim
them
and Molly
those.
Love
yeah,
double negatives.
It's so confusing.
Basically, you should give your opinion. Is it okay for your significant other to say, no, you can't wear that? You got that from a past significant other.
Yes, that is all right for them to say. I can only go back to like earlier in my relationship with Lexi when I might have had things like that. If she would have saw that, oh yeah, my ex-girlfriend gave me that, she should be well within her rights to do that. And I should do the same thing to her.
What if it was like a winter jacket?
Here's the thing.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I don't think it's out of bounds for the partner to say it. I just don't know why you would. Why does it matter?
Why does it matter?
Because there's associations.
That's called insecurity.
I wear a few pieces of clothing from past relationships.
Uh-oh, you're never going to wear those again after saying that on air.
Yeah, have you worn those?
My girlfriend's aware of this. Yes.
Did you wear it on your first date?
I've told you this before. My favorite pair of joggers, like sweatpants, my ex-girlfriend's mother gave me those like years ago, and they are so comfy.
But joggers, like, I don't know.
They're
so comfy. I have other pairs of joggers,
but they're
not as comfy.
I know, but that means when you're snuggling, she's touching your joggers.
That my ex-girlfriend's mother
touching
gave
your joggers.
So what?
Oh, sounds like it's a sensitive topic for you guys.
You should
I just told you how
so
it
what?
Is it.
You're like, so what?
God, you're so annoying.
You should refresh and turn the page. That includes your wardrobe.
Get some, like, you're acting like this is the only pair of joggers that are going
to
be comfy.
Bro, that's the one pair I've hung on to from those relationships, the past relationship.
Is it like an expensive pair?
It's just a pair of Nike joggers, but they're so comfy.
Just literally search for the same
pair.
But
they've gotten comfier over time is my point.
I get it.
It's how I washed them. It's how they've evolved.
It's
the wear
and
tear.
You didn't wash your
There's
joggers.
A hole in one of the pockets, and I love them.
You prefer the hole?
Well, I prefer no hole, but I mean, it is what it is.
It's time.
It's just one pocket.
It's time, Strove. Deep down, she wants new joggers. Your girlfriend wants you in new joggers.
I have other joggers. I just love that pair. So you guys throw away all your clothes from your exes? Bologna sauce.
They work out of rotation.
Okay, well, first off, you haven't had an ex in 15 years. What are we talking
That's
about
true.
Here?
But early on, I would think twice about wearing something that was from my ex before Lexi.
You
feel weird.
Ben, you've never thought of this twice.
No. I thought it. I got to bring this up now.
Where's this at? Is it?
My fiance doesn't know that one of our glasses that we have, like, it's like I got it from an ex-girlfriend, and it's like from like the year 1991 when I turned 30 and what was 2021. It's just like a list of facts for my 30th birthday, like written all over the glass, and like it's like people who share the birthday or historic events on October 3rd. Like, I don't know.
Does she drink out of it?
She drank out of it.
Oh,
one time.
That's wrong.
Just one time.
Probably.
She
more
put
than
her
that.
Lips on that from another.
You still
girlfriend.
Own it?
Yeah, it's still like just like probably a week ago.
Does your fiance know this?
Last night she might have been using it.
She doesn't know what it's from though.
No.
Ooh, that's a little dirty.
Is
it dirty?
Yeah.
A little dirty.
But like
yeah.
It's just a cool glass to me though. You know what I mean? Like I don't care that it's from that person.
Then why don't you tell your fiance that it's from that person when she's drinking out of it?
Yeah, you might want to do that.
So she knows what she's putting her lips to.
Mr. Tough Guy over there. I worked all the clothes out of the rotation.
That's right. Get him out. Total refresh.
Right. I think she deserves to know.
Yeah. Is she 800-990-3776? Do I have to tell her?
I'm going
to
say something toxic.
What?
Wait until the wedding.
No, that's not going to break us up. Are you? You're stupid. A glass?
That is a very, very toxic suggestion. But I agree with him.
Oh, shut up, Brad. You're still full of crap.
I do.
That in your ear to say that.
You never know. Are you willing to risk it all for a glass?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
What if she says, I'm taking the baby and I'm out of here. You've been lying to me for years.
My lips were on that.
How many other women's lips have been on that glass, Ben?
I don't even think my ex used the glass.
You said she might have last night.
No, not my ex. I'm saying I don't think my ex ever used the glass.
Oh, it was a gift.
It was a gift to me.
It was a gift.
I feel like I have to tell her.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Because otherwise she's going to find out from somebody that's listening to the show.
And she's going to smash that glass.
Do you like that glass?
It's a nice glass.
How nice?
Like, I don't know. You make...
How much do you think it costs?
I don't care about the money.
$10.
I do.
$10 to $20.
I'll buy you a new one.
Buy some new joggers and you got a deal.
Oh, nice, Ben. Nice.
I'm not buying new joggers.
I'm not getting a new glass.
You guys are idiots. Just get new joggers and get a new mug. Glass, whatever it is.
I'm not as soft as you.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, weekday mornings from 7 to 9 right here, 94.5 ESPN. Milwaukee, should Tyrese Halliburton's father be allowed to attend the Eastern Conference Finals after being banned from games due to the Giannis incident?
No.
Yeah, keep the ban going. He went onto the court and confronted a player. That is as bad as it gets. And you deserve a full postseason ban.
And I don't know if we ever got to this, because we don't have to make it a poll now, but I'll just make it a question that could have been a poll. Are the Pacers more likable or hateable?
Ooh.
Because to me, they've become likable.
Here's the thing. I've had this conversation with a lot of people this week, including you guys. The tide is turning.
Yes.
It's turning.
They're fun. I hated them, obviously, during it.
I think what helped is that they did what they did to us, to the Knicks yesterday, and then to the Cavaliers, I believe they were down and won a game late. Yeah, it was a disaster. That broke the Cavaliers when they lost the lead to the Pacers.
I find myself rooting for them now. I never thought I'd get there.
Greg in O-Town, you're on the Carbless Talk and text line. What do I do with this glass I got from ex-girlfriend for my 30th?
Okay, first of all, it's a glass.
Mm-hmm.
Brad was talking about how many lips were touching it. You wash it every time, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it is a simple glass. It means nothing, but it means a lot to you. So I keep the glass and I tell her about it. It was a birthday present.
Done. Greg, no time.
That's a very mature response from Greg.
We needed Greg.
We needed you right now.
We need a little bit of maturity on this program.
I have a follow-up, though. Has your fiance given you a glass that means more than that glass?
She's never given me a glass. I mean, she gave me this water cup.
She's never given you a glass.
She's bought me this water cup.
It's a nice water bottle.
She's never given you a glass?
It's not very common, like, in relationships. Oh, you got to get this.
I think my girlfriend's given me four glasses, and that's not a joke.
Here's what I'll say. One of her best friends for our engagement, like, right away, sent us wine and cocktail glasses with the last name Brust on them, and they're my it's the only glass I drink out of at home.
Oh, there you
cocktails.
Go. Okay, so you're in the right then.
Yeah,
you're,
that's more of like a water cup or I pour like a margarita into.
Yeah. All right, final one. This involves the quiz. Could you accurately fill out all 50 states on a blank map of the United States?
Oh.
So I know all 50 states by heart.
It's the song.
It's the song. Want to hear it? Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois,
Indiana,
Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't do it. I still don't know Vermont and New Hampshire, which one's which.
Could you get...
I think Vermont... I could probably do it. I swear I could.
Could you get 40?
Easy. I think I could get 50. I think... Oh, you printed out one.
Oh, I kind of
Oh, I was
going
to ask for Vermont or New Hampshire, so now I just got
to
fill it in during the break.
I only printed one. You guys want to work together?
No, I got this. Sorry, Brad, you're sitting out.
All right.
I can print another one quick.
What's the over-under for Ben?
42.5.
Well, if you can print out another, we got to compare.
Yeah.
All right, I'll print out another right now.
All right. Tell us about Tsunami Express.
Oh, I'd love to tell you about Tsunami Express because now spring is around the corner. It's arrived. It's Memorial Day weekend. The time is here. And Tsunami Express is your only location that you can go take your car for an absolutely beautiful wash inside and out. Tsunami Express Car Wash has locations all across southeastern Wisconsin. So there's one located near you. And you know that I'm a ceramic member. I cannot tell you how much I enjoy going there day after day after day. My car, I bought it in 2016 Memorial Day. It's 9 years old. It looks brand new because of Tsunami Express Car Wash. And this Memorial Day, listen up, Tsunami Express is offering you an unbelievable deal. From May 19th to May 26th, we're right in the smack dab middle of that, you get your first month of any membership plan for just $10. All of that. Unlimited washes. First month free for just $10. That's use of the fast lane. That is the being able to use the vacuums inside and out. So many free amenities. But you gotta hurry because Memorial Day, the sale ends on May 26th. So go to Tsunami Express Car Wash. Get you your beautiful car wash. You're going to be looking so good, everyone's going to be turning their head. And make sure you get this incredible deal of any membership plan for just $10. Tsunami Express Car Wash. Wash, chill, repeat.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I'm going to quote the great Martin Luther King in this.
Wow.
I'm going to bring up MLK. You know what he said?
Oh, wow.
He said, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. And you know what matters to me? Booing Craig Council and booing the Chicago Cubs.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman on your Friday before Memorial Day. Oh, baby, I'm experiencing all the turn-up Friday that I possibly can. I am Brad Nortman alongside Ben Brust, and Alex Strofe is behind the glass. Kyle Wallace in Las Vegas already getting his weekend started. Ben, how you doing?
Strofe gave us a blank map of the 50 states. I think I'm 50 for 50. It all comes down to New Hampshire and Vermont.
Can you two bring me the results or one of you two bring them in here?
I want to make sure you can read my handwriting because I had to do some scratching out and process.
Ben, I'll be able to read.
I want to make sure I have all 50 in there.
Dude, I gave you the length of the commercial break. The commercial break's been over.
Yeah, I just don't know if one of these is Washington, D.C. or not.
Well, it's not a state.
I know, but this area, this land area in between Virginia and...
Brad, hand your map to Ben. Ben, bring me the maps.
No, I'm not done.
Yes, you are. I gave you the
list. Pencils down.
All right,
you know
what
the teacher
there.
Say? Pencils down, everyone. Pencils are down.
Ugh.
I 48, I'm very confident. New Hampshire, Vermont, I'm not sure. I literally crossed it out twice. I went back to my initial gut reaction to what I thought it was.
Okay, so what was your gut reaction?
My gut reaction is, if you're looking at the map, New Hampshire's on the left, Vermont's on the right.
That's what I had. That,
so is that correct?
I don't know. He doesn't even know. Okay, map of the United States.
Oh, I'm dying to know. That was fun to do.
I felt like I was in school. Hated it.
And I loved it. I loved that excitement.
What did we have?
We had a Vermont on the... No, New Hampshire on the left, Vermont on the right. We got it wrong?
Son of a...
No!
Not messing either.
Oh, it is Vermont on the left, then New Hampshire. Oh, I forgot to put Delaware.
See, that's why I wanted to
there
check.
There's a
50.
Little sliver that's between my
New
Maryland
Jersey and Maryland. And,
yeah, I forgot to put Delaware. Okay, so I'm 47 to 50. Not great. Not great. I'm not proud of that.
Ben, you just wrote a line and a scribble for Delaware.
Yeah.
Those aren't letters.
Yeah. The over-under was 42.5 for me. I easily got that.
It.
Yeah. You can find all your best odds at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in their brand new sports book. Make sure you check out the 2,000 square foot video wall and make sure you also enjoy the rest of the NBA playoffs, the rest of the NHL playoffs. what now? What now?
Was any right?
His handwriting's just so bad. I apologize to interrupt.
No, it's okay, because on June 27th, they will have their blockbuster season finale drawings where you can win $300,000 on June 27th, so check out Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.
I will say, I haven't done something timed to be graded in a long time.
It was kind of fun because...
It was crazy.
When's the last time you were given a standardized test?
Yeah. What was that math thing that we used to do? That, like, you had to do it time and see how much you could get through?
I don't know.
But that asking, was, that, like, the reason, like, my handwriting is not good either because my heart was beating like crazy. It took me back to college and middle school and timed exams.
All the geography whizzes are chiming in on the Carbless Talk and text line. Vermont is roughly in a shape of a V.
Well, yeah, it would have been nice to know. That's an easy moniker.
Final count is 48 for Brad, 47 for Ben.
Why? Because I didn't write Delaware?
Correct.
No, I volunteered that I didn't write. Did I write down Delaware? I don't think I did.
Oh, no, you both got 47.
Yeah.
Wow, Brad, that's bad on you.
I know. I'm pretty disappointed at that.
It's bad that you tied Ben.
I'm actually impressed. I'm more proud of Ben than I am depressed.
No. Don't try and spin this now. Look,
Ben, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
Geography, I've been pretty good at. You guys know I know my time zones really well.
To some degree. Yeah. To some degree.
Some degree. Strofe, what would you have got? Like, no
good
BS.
Question.
Legitimately?
Yeah.
Worse than both of you.
Really?
Yeah, the whole Northeast is a cluster for me. I wouldn't get... Maybe I'd guess it right, but the only one I know for sure is Rhode Island. This is going to sound bad, but I often screw up Maryland and Massachusetts despite knowing that the DMV involves Maryland.
Yes.
What else do I screw up often? Sometimes I'll flip Mississippi and Alabama.
Dude, Alabama, Georgia. Just think SEC football there.
That's true. But Mississippi also in the SEC.
No, it's Alabama, Georgia.
Excuse me.
You know, this is a little bit of a different conversation, but aren't, like, lines on a map and territories fascinating? Like, how 300 years ago, how would they determine where things ended up where?
I'm so with Brad here.
Because, I mean, that's why the Northeast is so crazy, is because they basically just said, okay, no, that's your area, this is our area, and over there, that's yours, this will be the line, and then eventually we get our wits about us, and we start using, like, latitude lines, but, like, think about Europe.
Dude, you'd just be like, Rhode Island is ridiculously small.
It's ridiculous.
Like, why is it even a state?
Homer is grinning ear to ear listening to you idiots talk about geography.
Like, literally, how would you even know?
Why is West Virginia shaped like that?
It is bizarre. Well, I think it's a lot of, like, rivers and stuff. It's like, okay, this side of the river, yes. That side of the river, no. But even, like, okay, in the 1800s, we were well developing as a country. How would you know where a line starts and ends? Like, you can't pull it up on Google Maps. You're just like, what state am I in?
Like, why isn't Montana a square and then Idaho a rectangle? You know what I mean? Like, they could have just connected Wyoming all the way up through Montana.
The puzzle piece, if you look at the map, you can tell. They said, we complicated things too much in early America.
Do you think Let's they wanted a perfect 50? Do you what? Think that was on purpose, a perfect 50?
Well, no, because
45.
Because Alaska and Hawaii were like 1950s.
So they did want to go from 48 to 50.
I believe so.
Does that help with voting?
You think that the powers that be were like, you know what? We got to start making these states bigger. We can't possibly have all these little states. It's going to be way too
Homer,
confusing.
How did you spend your Friday? Were you thinking about geography and how it happened?
That's why they have AI, right?
But seriously, Homer, how did they create boundaries and lines in like Europe in like the 1500s?
I don't know. I've never gotten beyond why you have North and South Dakota. That's the part that's always amazed me.
Great question.
I never understand.
What about Virginia and West Virginia?
Why not just have
One is Dakota? West of Virginia.
I guess it's not like North Dakota.
North and South Carolina.
Are legitimate questions, and I don't have an answer because I never got beyond North and South Dakota.
That does make sense. Why is it just a big square?
Why are we Wisconsin? What does Wisconsin mean?
What does Wisconsin? I believe it's. Is it a.
Yes, how they determine the borders for all these states is a great question. I clearly don't care enough to have tried to explain.
Totally. You really aren't giving us anything.
Like, why does Michigan. Why don't we just have the UP in Wisconsin?
Okay.
That's a great question, also.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great question. And instead, Wisconsin has like a toupee of sorts because of Upper Michigan. It makes no sense.
Homer knows a thing or two about toupees.
I do, yes.
Okay.
I didn't bring it today. Sorry.
I've got what Wisconsin is derived from. It's Algonquin, just like Milwaukee. It's Algonquin.
Time. Ben
Brust. Gotta
be Brust.
A tribe. Gotta be a tribe.
What?
Is it a tribe? Algonquin's a tribe? What's an Algonquin?
Yeah. Native American tribe.
That's what I said.
Don't feel bad.
Yeah. But it's been Anglicized version of a French rendering. It's said to mean this stream of red stone, referring to the Wisconsin River. Other interpretations suggest it means wild rushing channel, or refers to holes in the banks of a stream in which a bird's nest.
Doesn't make any sense.
I have much greater interest if you can tell me if the Knicks are going to cover. They should really cover.
What a pivot. Yeah. We're talking about Wisconsin state lines.
Cover. All right, okay.
I got the Knicks tonight.
What's the spread?
But who in their good mind could actually put money behind betting against the Pacers? You know what I mean?
Correct.
Logically, I hear you.
They're an anomaly.
I wouldn't put a lot. What you might want to do is play live sports when they get way behind late in the game.
Dude, I was thinking about that for Indiana when they were down 16 and they were probably
minute to go
plus 13 there.
Good to know.
Maybe start looking at those money lines
with a minute left and when they were 99.86 per.
But that's not it's just not a smart bet because so many things have to go their way and they've done it. So but here's the thing. I keep saying they can't keep doing it, but they keep doing it.
Yes.
It's remarkable.
So makes sports,
everybody,
makes
I've said
great.
This, and I want to repeat on the show. Everybody should be very sad that Indiana won the overtime because Halliburton had created the worst historically taunting ever by choking using the Reggie Miller choke, and they didn't win the game. So he thought he had won the game, and the game said, they lose in overtime. Everybody at Madison Square Garden, that would be the greatest screw-up
moment ever.
Ever. And everybody leaving that place. They may have never left Madison Square Garden because everybody would have been doing the choke for the next hour. Every person in that building.
I texted our group chat when that happened, and I said, they have to lose now. I want them to lose just to see because he screwed up the celebration with the foot on the line. But I want to get back to the best part of the show coming up next, and that's Drew Brees on Jordan Love. Next.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
Pull my baby out the goal. Yeah, get him out. Ain't no way in the world my baby gonna get hit that many times with a puck.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
They specialize in coverage that's tailored exactly to you. Clients aren't policies. They're part of the Grumall and Associates community, which has been serving the greater Milwaukee area for over 30 years. With their personalized American Family Insurance back service, expert guidance, and a genuine commitment to the people they serve. Grimal & Associates isn't just selling insurance. They're building trusted relationships and providing peace of mind for life's most important moments. And if you're in a situation like myself, protecting those moments is important with a daughter, with a house, the wedding coming. Things start to matter just a little bit more. And that's where Grimal & Associates comes in. Contact them at Team Grimal, GRAMOLL.com, Grimal.com. TeamGrimal.com. Tell me, baby. It is Kyle Bruston, Norman Lee, into the Homer Hour on this Friday. Hope you are driving safely to your Memorial Day weekend plans. Or just getting home safely. Whatever you're doing, hope it's safe. Want to take this time to reflect back on something that I'm still so confused about. Drew Brees gave a phenomenal explanation with Thanasis Anandakupa on Thanalysis of three things that separate good from good quarterbacks to great quarterbacks. One of which, we know that you need to elevate the team around you. One of which he talked about how
problem solver and being like a leader in chaos and making up for that.
Yes. Or giving order to the chaos.
Yes. He put it so well.
So well. He was very, very well spoken on this. And then the third was crunch time. Four minutes to go. How do you manage that to make sure your team's in the best spot to be successful? And then I was like, all right, I want to hear more Drew Brees. I mean, that was some really good stuff right there. Gave me some things to look at for Jordan Love. And then he was asked about Jordan Love. And this is a roller coaster.
Dude, I love Jordan Love. I work out with Jordan Love in San Diego. His fiance is Veronica Stone. She plays professional volleyball down there. So I've worked out with him the last 2 years down there. I think Jordan Love is one of the top five young quarterbacks in the league right now. Jalen Hurts, you know, he's a Texas kid.
Yes.
Second round pick like me. I think the list goes on.
That's Drew Brees on Jordan Love.
Dude, I love Jordan Love.
Says nothing about his game. Starts talking about Jalen Hurts.
One of the top five young quarterbacks in the league right now.
Do you think when he said top five that he was like, I got to make this something different than top five quarterback in the NFL? Because I could feel him being like, he's in the top five.
Like he accidentally said top
five. No, he said top five young quarterback.
He said top five, then he said.
No, I don't think he ever said without putting young in there, did he?
Top five young quarterback in the NFL.
I think Jordan Love is one of the top five young quarterbacks in the
He didn't even get through it.
League right now, Jalen Hurts.
Realized he didn't want to say a top five quarterback.
Homer, he didn't even talk about his game. He talked about, I work out with him. His fiance is a volleyball player.
He doesn't
know
anything about his
game. Jalen Hurts.
He doesn't know anything about his game.
You think he hasn't watched?
No, I don't think he watches the Packers. No, he's worked out with them.
Jordan Love's played in several marquee games. Why would nationally televised?
Just stop watching football when you live and breathe football your entire life.
Some do all the time. They're bored by watching it. That's why he's not. He was really interested in following the game, he'd be an announcer. Drew Brees could be working today on any games he wants. He doesn't do it.
He was an NBC announcer. He just wasn't, like, great.
You know why?
No.
He's bored.
No. Yes. It's hard to do, Homer.
It is not. It's the easiest thing in the world.
It's hard to do.
It's just garbage. Joe Montana was a horrible announcer. You know why?
It's hard to do.
No, he was bored. He didn't watch the damn game. He wanted to play the game.
I don't know. It's not that easy to convey in a simple way.
If he was bored, that
means
he didn't watch and didn't want to actually do it.
You don't have to watch anything.
You have no prep
necessary for any game.
That's
ever.
The most absurd comment.
You prep before you do Marquette
games. No, I don't. Never go to practice. Don't do any prep at all.
You watch more film than they do. You have a board
with the players.
Yes, that I do. I know who they are.
That's called preparation.
Well, but I mean, I know who they are, but I'm saying that as I've told the former players, you do no prep. I don't want any prep. You watch the game and tell me what you saw. You played the damn game. You have to do prep on punters?
People I talk to they say they watch more film now than they do their players.
I know, and they don't listen to me. I tell them that's the worst thing you can do.
And they're good.
Aspiring broadcasters, you just got a nugget of a lifetime.
If you were doing punters, would you have to watch prep on punters? Or could you tell?
Know their names, their backgrounds.
Okay, you
got
to know their names. No, you don't. You need to know their backgrounds. You need to know their names. You watch them punt.
Punting's simple, though. Punting is simple.
And playing quarterback is simple, too, for Drew Brees. He played 8 million plays. Oh, my God. When I did tennis once, they wanted me to prep. No, I'm not doing any prep. Give me the name of the players. What? Don't you want to talk to them? No. I played the damn game. I can tell you what I'm going to see. So then I said, let me go watch two people playing. I'll give you that. Well, you don't know their names. I don't need to know their damn names. I can tell you what's going on.
That's Homer.
Could
Homer
you do Homer. It? You need to watch shooters in basketball? Hell no.
Yeah, I want to know
what?
Coming left, coming right, what the percentage are.
After you watch.
You can't know that. I got to get out of here.